about our election process.
Sure.
And show people what goes on behind the scenes.
Okay.
And we're going to ask you if we can record.
Sure.
Because I have to write everything down. I can't do that fast.
She's I'm not very fast. Scribe for us. So, was that all the important stuff I had to say up front?
I think so.
Okay. All right. So, anyway, thank you so much
for
agreeing to meet.
Great.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. I'm 62, and what I'm learning about the election process now, I'm kind of ashamed that I didn't know my whole life.
It is true, honestly. I mean, I think that's my biggest issue is if the election process was just kind of run similar countrywide or voters were educated and understood it, I think that a lot of the, you know, concern and issues would be solved up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, so that's where we are.
Awesome.
Thank you. Okay, so what is your biggest concern about the upcoming election?
I think not necessarily a concern, but my biggest probably unknown is just how early voting is going to continue to be. We started the no-excuse early voting before the presidential, where we anticipate the most voter turnout. So I'm just kind of, you know, anxious to see if that number continues or if it decreases or increases. But I don't necessarily have any concerns going into this one.
Okay. All right. And then number two, any other major concerns other than...
I don't think so.
Okay. Number three, do you feel like you have the resources, equipment, personnel, and training needed to run an effective election in November?
Definitely.
The county election board is supposed to consist of two Democrats and a Republican under a Democrat governor.
Mm-hmm.
But in some areas, boards have trouble finding willing Republicans and have appointed an independent instead or another Democrat. What's the situation here in Madison County?
We do have two Democrats and one Republican on the board, and knock on wood, have never had a problem with that thus far.
And what about precinct staff? Are you able to have equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans?
So we definitely have more Democrat election officials. Some like to be considered an independent, but Republicans we did actually pick up. We got with the Republican chairman here in Madison and our Republican board member. Between the two of them really picked up, and I think we added like 10 Republicans, and we have equal representation everywhere as of the June primary.
Okay. How many precincts in Madison?
9.
So you had more Democrats, but now you've added more, so now it's even?
We still have a few more Democrats, and you don't always, you have to have at least one Democrat and one Republican, but... so we always have at least that. And then our third person is either independent or of one of the two other parties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the County Board of Elections engaged in your work year-round or mostly near elections?
They're definitely more engaged near elections, but they're always involved year-round.
Number 8. When was the last time the voter file in your county was scrubbed or cleaned? Date and the number of days since the last audit, which my understanding is audit is the same thing as scrubbed or cleaned.
Sure, give me one second. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Do you know anything about a leaking grill in our area?
I don't know of anything that leaks in here. Maybe Stan?
Well, he was looking for Stan.
Okay.
Gotcha. He's missing an action.
Yes, we have not caught note of any of that yet.
So, sorry.
Sure,
you
help yourself.
Out if you see evidence of it,
right.
So when you say the voter file, is that pertaining to like our voter cards or something on a computer?
I think it's a voter roll.
Either one, I guess. Do you keep it on a computer? Like saying, so if people are dead, you take them off, and if people have moved, you take them.
So we do. We just do that on a rolling basis. So, like, we check the obituaries every week, and we, you know, have some methods through the state as far as cleaning the rolls that are done more at the Department of Elections level, and we just implement the changes that they give us. But it's not necessarily like a once every couple years thing. It's just a rolling process. And we have our voter cards and stuff here that are always here and kept on file, and then we remove as people get deleted, if that answers the question.
Okay, so there's no one particular time. It's just you do it all the time. Every month you're doing it constantly.
And so, like, in our system, when we get returned mail and stuff, we note that in the system, and it puts them as an inactive status where the state then knows to send notifications and see, like, if they're there or if they've moved, and all that's handled more at the state level.
Okay.
So when you refer to the Department of Elections, that's state level, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right, so number 9, does the health department, coroner, or Bureau of Vital Statistics send a list of deceased people to your office every month so they can be removed from the voter roll?
They send that to the state, and the state sends it to us.
Okay.
And that's all done through our computer system.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time the clerk of courts submitted a list of individuals who declined to serve on jury duty on the basis of being a non-citizen?
That also goes to the state, and the state gives us notice of non-citizen matches.
Do they do that all the time? I mean,
I want to say it's monthly.
Okay.
We don't always have them, though, so you may not want to quote me on that. Because we only see them as often as Madison County gets one, which isn't, you know, super often.
Okay.
When was the last time you had access to the National Change of Address List or any other change of address list?
I don't know the actual date. We just did National Change of Address stuff over the summer. But I don't have an exact date on that.
Okay. You had 12. Are you confident that the voter file is accurate and up to date?
Yes.
13. How many households in your locality have more than 7 individuals registered at the same address?
I don't know that we have a way to figure that out without going into each house number and looking at the number of registrants there, which would take days and hours.
Okay.
It's not a report or anything that we can run for that information.
Okay. During registration, how do you verify that voters are citizens?
They have to answer a question that says, are you a citizen of the United States, on the voter registration application.
So that's it. You don't verify it at all?
No.
Okay.
All right. You're with me?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Moving on, concerns were raised across the country about the accuracy and integrity of voting machines in the 2020 election. There are 3 types of voting machines used in Virginia. Can you tell me which machines you use?
You want the brand name?
I think that's what it is, isn't it?
So. Hart InterCivic, HART.
And what was the second word?
InterCivic.
InterCivic.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's it? Just that one?
Yes. Oh. We use the same organization for scanners and touchwriters, so they're all by that brand.
Okay.
Yes.
And who calibrates the voting machines, and can you explain that process?
We have a voting machine technician who we contract, and he and I and the electoral board run what's called logic and accuracy testing, where once we set them up for the election, we then run sample ballots through and make sure that the results are all the same, so that everything that comes through should have the same amount of votes that the ballots have, and that gives us the accuracy testing to make sure that they're read correctly from each machine.
Okay. I'm so glad you're the scribe.
Well, it's kind of the same thing.
I know,
the logic and accuracy just makes sense. I think everybody kind of...
Okay. Definitely. And everyone should do that, so...
So do you do that then at the beginning of each election as well? Like,
yes.
Yeah, during
our process here is we do it 2 days before early voting starts, and we do everything. I know some localities do just their early voting machines and then go back at a separate time and do them later, but just for space reasons, we normally do them all at the beginning and then lock them back up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just once a year or before each election?
Before each election,
okay.
Yeah.
2 days
before. We have to do that before each election and certify to the state that it's been done.
Okay.
Yep.
And do you invite party representatives to witness the calibration?
Yes, ma'am.
Are voting machines ever connected to the internet?
Never.
Never, okay. And if they are not connected to the internet, how and when are they updated?
We have not had any updates since we switched to paper, but when they do need an update, the company itself will send a technician and do that here with myself, the electoral board, and our technician for the machines.
Okay. Many changes in election procedures were introduced in response to the COVID pandemic, and some people have argued these changes weakened the integrity of the election process. As an election professional, do you think the changes made the election process in Virginia in response to COVID have weakened election integrity, strengthened election integrity, or made no change in election integrity?
I'm going to pass on that one because it's still my job and I still have to do what the law says. So I'm just going to stay nonpartisan and refrain from that answer.
Okay. So being the registrar, you're supposed to be nonpartisan? Is that
yes.
How that works? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We were both discussing this on the way down. This is going to show my ignorance again. So registrars are appointed or elected?
Appointed. By the electoral board, which is the 3 persons, 2 Democrats and 1 Republican.
And how do they get there?
They are chosen by the local party chairs. So there's a Republican party chair for Madison and a Democratic party chair for Madison. And when those terms come up, the registrar has to get in touch with the party chair and say, hey, so-and-so is coming up. Do you want to reappoint them or do you want to choose another person? They give their recommendations to the judge at the local court, and he either approves or denies it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Because that's what I'm like.
I would say,
no
you
idea.
Explain that so much better than I've been able to read it and understand it.
Well, good.
Thank
I'm
you
glad.
For that.
That's my job. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So nobody's really even voted. Nobody's a... The people don't vote on any of
they
these.
They don't,
okay.
No. Yeah, okay. And of course, the party chairs should talk to their local committee about it, and any person in Madison County can be either in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. So, I mean, you do have the option to be involved in that, but I can't imagine that it's, you know, a huge undertaking.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Did you receive any funding or in-kind contributions for training, staff, voter education, or equipment, or any other purpose from outside the state of Virginia?
No.
21. Effective July 1st, 2021, Senate Bill 1097 eliminated requirements for voters to have a witness signature on absentee ballots for any election during a declared state of emergency. The governor has now rescinded the state of emergency. How are you training your staff to ensure that there is a signature match for the upcoming elections?
Basically, I just inform my staff that when ballots come in, we have to make sure that they have a voter signature and a witness signature as of right now, unless the state of emergency changes back to where we are in one.
And it's just you and one other person? That's mm-hmm. your whole office?
I have 2 part-time help that are here 3 days a week right now.
Okay. All right, 22. There's a lot of concern in Virginia and across the country about the security and integrity of the ballot drop boxes. What are the chain of custody procedures for ballot drop boxes?
Or do you even have ballot drop boxes?
We do have one ballot drop box that's here, and then we have ballot drop boxes at every precinct on Election Day, per the new code section. And ours is under video surveillance 24/7, so we can check that all the time. And we check the ballots in it daily and bring them in and check them in.
When you say you have one here, you mean right here in this office?
Yeah, so actually right now it's just right in front of her desk sitting on the floor, but it's got to be mounted, and it'll be outside, right outside of the front door.
So you won't have to be open for somebody to drop their
Correct.
Ballot in?
Yes.
And is there a video camera out there too?
Yep.
Okay, so
pointing right on it. Yeah, it's always under video surveillance.
Okay. Da-da-da-da-da. Was...
Number 23.
Okay. Was there any time during the last election cycle when your drop boxes did not have video monitoring?
No, ma'am. We put that up before, as soon as we installed the box, so it was always under camera surveillance.
Who is responsible for reviewing the video, and were party observers present during the review?
Party observers did not ask to be present during that review, but myself and the IT personnel here both have access to that and can do the reviewing.
The IT person?
Our IT technician, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
To strengthen public confidence in the integrity of elections, we hope to expand our observation efforts and have a few questions about election pages, nonpartisan observers, and party observers. Would you provide training and support or designate us, which is Virginians for Election Transparency, to provide training and support for an Election Day page program as described in 24.2-604-3?
So we do have a page program that we've already implemented since I took over as registrar. We did do the training for that ourselves and would probably continue to do so. We didn't use them last year during the pandemic just because the school didn't allow it and we didn't want extra folks in the precincts.
And those are high school students?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been here?
I started in July of 2019.
Okay.
Right before. Oh, yeah. Lucky you.
Yeah, I started with a write-in campaign and then just rolled right into a global pandemic. So it's been great.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about a learning experience.
Yes.
Ooh. All right, 26. Would you authorize nonpartisan election observers with the same rights as party representatives as described in 24.2-604.5A?
I don't know that I'm familiar with that code section right offhand. What the same rights as party representatives, meaning they can observe in the polling place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I do believe that we can have one nonpartisan for every affiliated representative. So I think as long as the numbers were okay, then that would be fine, sure.
Would you authorize international nonpartisan observers from recognized election monitoring organizations?
Yes, I do think that's happened in other localities, not necessarily here, but I don't see a problem with that.
Okay. 28, have your local party chairs been notified that they are entitled to send observers to your office each day it is open and receiving in-person absentee ballots?
Yes, they're aware of that.
Do you have a publication that you provide to your election officials regarding rights and responsibilities of observers?
Yes.
If no.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Those well, are thank you.
Questions.
Well,
sure. Oh, my gosh.
She was quick.
I know.
You know your stuff. Yeah, you know your stuff.
Not necessarily. Yeah, I try.
So are you going to be doing mail-in ballots again, just, you know, without them having to have any reason, right?
For, yes. Okay. Yeah. Early voting's no excuse now, so you don't have to provide a reason, but anybody can still do it.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the mail-in ballots, you know, made the news a lot, but they're not new. We've always had that option. You just had to have a reason that you needed a ballot mailed to you before. Whereas now you don't, so
you probably have a lot more Probably now.
Yeah, we definitely did for the presidential. I just think it was a lot of fear with COVID. But we saw a lot more in person than by mail here. Definitely still a lot more than we were used to in November. But the June primary went back to normal, where it was a lot more in person and a decent amount of by mail.
Okay. And this early voting, we're from Culpeper, so mm-hmm. I know how Culpeper, you know, you just walk in and
yep.
for like, what, a month probably?
45 days.
Yep. So you do that here as well.
Yes, ma'am.
They just come
yep,
in and
vote.
Yeah,
that's statewide. Everyone starts 45 days
okay.
early. Yep.
See, we're learning.
What was my question?
The state of Virginia is good about that. I mean, the state itself has guidelines that we all follow. So everyone starts September 17th, unless you're open that Saturday. Oh. You would start September 18th, and then it just runs 45 days concurrent.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. And we stop the Saturday before the election.
Okay.
And the mail-in voting, you have to request that.
Yes.
To get that, okay.
You do.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't know. Let me just turn that off, though.